Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities. Brendan, what is up?
Hey. I didn't know that you'd started, so that's good.
I'm starting a new thing with these podcasts where I'm not introducing it. I'm just starting to talk.
I'm going to copy you. I'm going to take that on because I try and do the, oh, welcome. And it's
I did that for a while and I got bored, but now people know who I am. And anyways, this is Brendan.
Hi.
He's been here before.
I have been here before.
And he's starting a new podcast, One Choice from Change.
Uh-huh.
And we had this like face melting conversation on his podcast the other day. And I was like, can we do another one for my podcast, please?
Yes, please.
So I asked you, we were sitting here talking about what we wanted to do. And I was like, so what's up for you right now, like in your life, Brendan? Because why fabricate what we think is going to be interesting? Why don't we actually talk about the energy that's present?
Hey, that's my kind of chat.
So what is up for you right now?
Well, it's like one of the things we were talking about was it's like my future at the moment is this place of it has no definition to it. Like I used to, as a kid even, it's like I used to have to try and figure out what the next step was to make sure that I had this safety net in front of me. It's like I grew up in a family with abuse and stuff like that. So I had to, it's like I'd reach into the future, define it, solidify it, and then start choosing based on that.
Okay. So this is awesome because this episode is going to be released following an episode that I did with Gary for Actions for Futures.
Right.
So obviously that was a huge conversation about the future. And it sounds like you're talking about a lot of the ways that we actually limit our futures by trying to define, control, project, and expect what the future is going to be, how it's going to show up.
Big time.
And we've both learned that that's not the way consciousness works.
That is because every time you do that, it slams you in the side of the head with something different. You're like, oh, all of my plans just went out the window. But it's like what I used to do when I was a tradesman. I was a tradesman in Australia for too long. And it's like, I used to live week to week. So it's like, I'd make enough money to get me through the next week. So that was my future. That was all I could
see.
You
had a week long future.
I had a week long future. Okay, if I make this much money, I can get to the end of the week. And that was the sum total of what I was looking at for the future. And it's like, and what I did with starting Access and using these tools was I started reaching a little further. Okay, let's go from a week into, okay, what's this going to create in a month?
What's my life going to be like in a month?
Yeah, what's my life going to be like in a month? Yeah. And then stretching into what's my life going to be like in 12 months? But it's not from this place of seeing it, which is what most of us do, is we try and make sure that we can see it so that we can figure it out so we can make sure we've got it right, and then we can start choosing.
So this is the thing that we all do where we like look for the picture that we can understand.
Yeah.
And how many of you guys have had the experience of getting to your future and not having a past reference point for what that could be, but you discover it when you discover it.
Yeah.
And that's how conscious, it's sort of like you want to see around the corner before you walk around the corner. But if you just walk around the corner, then you can see around the corner, but we all want to make sure we know what's around the corner before we go around the corner.
I know, and it kind of takes the adventure out of living.
It also makes it impossible for the universe to show us anything that doesn't already match our like
reality. That we haven't decided to around the corner.
So everywhere you guys have decided what's real and true and you're only letting the universe give you that rather than something beyond what you can even conceive of right now, shall we destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pud, puck, shirts, boys, beyonds.
And it's like, so I really started pushing myself to give up on that place where I started looking from, okay, I need to figure this out. I need to see what it looks like. I need to find the result. And I started going, okay, I started trusting myself and also trusting the universe. And it's like, and that might sound easy to say, but it's like in order to create your life from that place, you really have to give in and give up your control.
I love this.
Which is kind of a little bit of a hard thing to do when you're a controlling asshole like myself.
Well, it's actually like, it's one of the hardest things and one of the easiest things to do.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's one of those things that when you do it, you actually start getting more of a sense of you because you're not creating your life based on what you're trying to control yourself as.
So what control are you fighting to maintain?
Yeah.
That if you didn't fight to maintain it, would allow the universe to gift and show you more possibilities. And everything that doesn't allow it, let's destroy and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pud, puck, shirts, boys, beyonds.
And it's interesting you say that part. I mean, we're in Costa Rica right now doing a class on this, and it's like I didn't quite – I had a sense of it, but I didn't quite recognize how deep that rabbit hole went with fighting for and fighting against. Like, it's like everything in your life you're trying to control, you have to fight for
it. So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you guys a little background. So Brendan's from Australia, if you couldn't tell by his fabulous accent.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And he has – recently chosen to relocate and get a base in USA.
Uh-huh. Houston, and, Texas.
So, and because you were telling me before we started recording, or maybe you were saying it when we did record, about how you've been doing a lot of, no, I think it was before we started recording, you've been doing a lot of trying to decide what it's going to look like. Or so can we talk, or can you talk about more how that's fighting?
Well, it's fighting to get it right. And fighting to find this place of how it needs to look or how I've decided it should look, not, okay, how much more fun would it be if I just got there? But for me, it's like I grew up always creating this situation where I wanted people in, I wanted mm-hmm. somebody to take care of me, you know, so that I could have that safety network again. It's like, and that's why I always chose relationships in my life.
Right.
Get a relationship so I don't have to deal with my life.
Right. I can get a woman to
do it for me. Well, a woman to do it for me, or I could get, at least if I have a relationship, then everybody sees me as normal.
Hmm.
So then I'll be fine. So I started looking at this thing with moving.
Oh, wait. Let's destroy and create all that.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all that was so huge. Right, wrong, good, bad, all that.
No one else does that. You know, nobody else has children for that factor.
Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pun, punctures, boys, and beyonds.
Nobody else goes into a career that their parents did for that factor.
Destroy, don't create, right, wrong, good, bad, online, pun, punctures, boys, and beyonds.
You know, but this is the way that we create our life. It's like, if you look at it as a kid, when you had all of this wonder and you were like, oh my God, what's this going to be like? You didn't have, it needs to look this way.
Right.
We start creating that based on this idea that we need to get it right or we can't be wrong.
And we're so, well, the thing that's so shocking and exciting at the same time is that we're given such shit tools to create our lives.
Right.
You know?
No shit.
And so what Brendan and I are talking about right now is we're talking about all the ways in which don't work. And we're going to also include in this conversation some of the ways that we've been taught by Access to create that actually work.
That
actually work.
Yeah.
So if you're brave enough or crazy enough to try them out, you know, we...
Hey, if you're crazy, you're brave. It's all good.
So, as a kid, you're just pumped.
Uh-huh. I mean, I remember as a kid, it's like, I remember going fishing. I taught myself how to fish. It's like my dad wasn't around, my mom wasn't around, so I was independent. You know, it was like, I'll take care of myself. You guys are idiots anyway. You know, so I started to, we lived at this apartment. It was on a river. And it's like, so I went, I want to learn how to fish. And I was 5 years old. And it's like, and I used to throw my line in and ask the fish to get on the hook. And every time I'd pull a fish in. And I thought that was normal.
Right.
And people would look at me like, what is this kid? You know, but I thought that was normal reality.
So why wouldn't you just ask for something? So what point did you start using projection and expectation to create your life rather than the enthusiasm of choosing?
When I started school. Right. When I started school, because I started, it's like I went into school and it's like I went from this kid who could instantaneously actualize something. Just go, can I have that now? Yes. Mm. Into, no, you have to figure out how you get to this before you can have it. And I went, oh, that's how I need to do it.
So everywhere that you guys are slowing yourself down and limiting what's possible for you to match the slowness of all the people that told you that you couldn't, past, present, and future, shall we destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, battle, nine, pud, pop, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
You know, and it's interesting because it's like, and I watch the kids now because it's like, I love hanging out with the kids and watching how they interact with each other and interact with the world, because the younger they are, they have this sense of, like I talked about, it's just like, why wouldn't I get everything I want? And then you watch them as they start school and they start going, oh, stress, oh, homework, oh, learning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what just happened? It's called
reality
check.
So everywhere that someone's reality happened to you when it's not your reality, shall we just try to create all this? Right, rug and bed all night, pud puck shirts, boys and beyonds.
You know, and it's interesting the way that this world works with things like that. It's like we take these kids that are just magical creatures and we start turning them into functional
robots. Well, I'd actually like to make a distinction about when you say this world, because I would actually say that it's people function one way and everything else functions from consciousness.
Definitely.
Like, nature doesn't do repression and suppression and control. It just creates itself however it can.
Yeah.
And that's not a freedom that people tend to allow themselves.
Well, it's like we started talking before about the fight thing and control. And it's like there's so many things in our lives that we've decided that we need. And they're the things that we have to control in order to keep.
So everyone that told you that you were needy, well, let's destroy and uncreate all this.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, battle, nine, pud, puck, shirts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you decided that need was more effective than asking and receiving.
Yeah.
Shall we destroy and uncreate all this?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, battle, nine, pud, puck, shirts, boys and beyonds.
Well, it's like we're taught it as kids too. It's like when you're... you know, your mum's feeling down or your dad's feeling down or somebody in your family and they're like, I need you to love me. So you go, okay, that's need. What do I need to give up in order to fulfill their need is what we start learning. So we start learning, okay, this person needs this from me. Therefore, what do I need to give up now so that they feel better about themselves? But the thing is all of the things like that we learned are lies.
Because would an infinite being need anything?
Yeah, and if you give yourself, if you need something from me right now and I give some part of me up to fulfill that need, do you actually get any more of you? Or do you get less of
you? You get a temporary fix that never leads to anything that creates a great future.
And that's the part of the future that people don't get is that temporary fix.
The instant gratification rather than the long game.
Yeah.
That's actually what we got to in our other conversation on your podcast. By the way, when's your podcast? Do you know when it's coming out?
It's like mid-November.
Yeah, okay, so soon.
Mm-hmm.
We actually called the conversation that we had, I think we called it the long game.
Right, yeah.
So now it's coming back up again in this conversation. So it's interesting. You must be really working with the long game in your world for it to come up twice in two conversations.
Well, that was the thing that, you know, when you asked me before this what I wanted to talk about, and I was like... it's like this future of quicksand, but it is that long game because you start recognizing that your choice really is only good for 10 seconds.
Okay.
But also it creates for eternity.
10 million years from now.
Yeah. And it's like, and we've talked about in Access Forever that, you know, one choice can create 10 billion years of pain and suffering.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite get that until... yeah.
Till you got it.
Till I got it. And I went, holy shit, that's
right.
True.
So something that Gary has taught Brendan and I both is that 10 seconds, and I actually remember it as 10 seconds of unconsciousness equals 100,000 million years of pain and suffering.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, that's bullshit. And then, oh my God, as I grew up, I started actually seeing how that worked.
Uh-huh.
So what 10 second choice for unconsciousness have you made that's led to the pain and suffering you're now currently experiencing? And everything that is, let's revoke, recant, or send, renounce, denounce, destroy, and create a please.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, battle, nine,
well,
punctures, poison.
It's like if you're having a situation in your life right now where it's like you can't seem to make money or you can't get relationship happening or there's things that are sticking you. You're going, why can I not change this? There's some choice you've made in the past that's created it.
Or multiple choices.
But recognizing that the biggest gift that I got, and I got it at the start in doing Access for 10 years, was every choice that you've made has created the future you're living right now. And I was like, holy shit, because I had to get out of being a victim.
That's such an empowering realization that I... so desperately want people to get. I'm an asshole who wants everyone to be happy.
I know. Good luck.
It's like that realization that every choice that you've made has actually contributed to and led to the life that you're currently having.
Yeah.
Because when you have that awareness, then you are actually capable of changing everything.
Anything. In a heartbeat.
So everywhere you guys like to pretend like you aren't the one choosing your life, shall we destroy and uncreate? I'm talking about all that fun factors with your eyes.
And I've seen this. I've lived this way for the last 10 years. Is I've watched that I can make one single choice right now and it changes. It literally changes my whole universe into a different direction with one choice. And I'm like, oh, choice is powerful.
Choice is powerful and completely underestimated.
Yeah.
And it's considered a ridiculous resource.
Yeah.
Like no one even, they're like, choice? What the fuck is that?
Yeah. But it's like, but in that, it's like you've got to start with a question, because it's like we get up every day and you go, okay, this is what I've got on today. You've already made your choices for the day.
Autopilot.
And it's like rather than, okay, so it's like even with something simple as I drink coffee in the morning.
Mm.
Okay, where's the choice? You've already decided you drink coffee in the morning rather than, okay, buddy, would you like a coffee this morning? No. Oh, I don't drink coffee this morning.
So this is segueing into the creative tools that we were given.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Because actually, so Gary talks about that that true creation is question, choice, possibility, contribution.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll just sum it the two first hurdles in this brief conversation.
Yeah.
Question and choice.
Good contribution as an 8-hour podcast.
If you're not, and then an 8 million year discovery
and possibilities, process. It's like, yeah, that's another 28 hours.
If you're not in question, you're not creating.
Yeah. And you're not actually choosing because you're back to that autopilot thing.
And you're only maintaining.
Yeah. You're maintaining your choices based on what your reference points, which is pretty much how you judge your choices correctly. What you refer to in the past as what's worked before, what's been right before, what's been wrong before, and this is how I choose based on what I've chosen before. And this is why it's like, and I did this a lot. I mean, I did this too much, but it's like, but what I did was it's like, I lived, my future was based on my past.
And maintaining the status quo.
Yeah. Oh, definitely
maintaining
the status quo.
And maintaining what other people believed was real and true.
Yeah.
Rather than what's possible for you that might not be possible for them.
Yeah. That's a big one. Because it's like, but see, we all think that we have the same choices available and the same possibilities available to us. Yes, we do to a degree, but who has the courage to choose it? That's the part that sets us apart.
And if you're not asking questions.
Yeah.
You're not creating.
Yeah.
You're maintaining your life.
Yeah. Which is how much fun.
I was just having a conversation this morning with one of the women I work with who is fucking fabulous. She's been such a contribution. But in the last like 3 months, she starts making tons of mistakes. She's like really not. She's actually stopped being fun. And finally, I was like, okay, I need to talk to her. Like she hasn't asked me a single question. She hasn't reached out. Finally, I was like, okay, I need to like force facilitate her to see like if anything's possible here. So I reached out to her and we had this great 40-minute conversation this morning, and everything that she was up for her was exactly what we're talking about. She was totally on autopilot.
Yeah.
So she wasn't actually being present with what the business required, how the job needed to change, the energies in her life that were transforming. And at the end of the conversation, she was just like a completely different person.
Yeah.
And it's like, I look at what she's up against. It's like, she's living her life out there in the world, not surrounded by a bunch of people who are, in fact, she's got a partner who doesn't really want her to change.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so what so many of us are sort of up against.
Well, and one of the things you said there, which is a big piece, is she didn't notice when the energy changed. And it's like, and this is what we do when we get on autopilot, because the way that energy, it's such a subtle thing. It's like, you know, like you, let's say you just, somebody pops into your head. Okay, the energy just changed. Okay, do they require something of me? Is there something that I can contribute to them? It's like, but that's that place where you start, when you're present in your life, you start recognizing when that energy changed and go, oh, what do I need to handle?
Because, and imagine if animals didn't,
they'd all get
energy.
Eaten.
They'd all die. Like
yeah.
Imagine a flock of birds that wasn't recognizing the energetics. They would never fly together. They'd never get to their destination. They'd all get eaten. I mean, and this is the thing. It's like, if you're not Because question actually allows you to sensitize to the energy.
Yeah.
And that's a big reason why we use question as a tool in access.
Well, and the thing with that is you have to be present in order to ask a question. Otherwise, once again, it's like when I see people go, how's it getting any better than this? And it's like that you didn't actually ask that.
Right. So that was like a statement with a question mark at the end.
Yeah.
Like a fake question.
Yeah. It's like because it doesn't allow you to sense what's going on based on that question.
That leads
into the possibility part.
And it also leads into the awareness of, like, are we actually taught to be in the question?
Yeah.
Or are we taught to be in the conclusion?
Well, we're taught to get the answer.
Mm.
Yeah. How do I get the answer? And how did you get that answer is the big one in
schools.
Show
me the proof.
Yeah, show me the proof that you know.
And as a dyslexic, and I know you're not an academic, both of us suffered school to the gates of hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a dyslexic, it's a form of psychological and social torture to have to go to school and, like, be like everybody else. So everything that is, let's just try and create it. Wrong and bad, all night, pun punctures, boys and beyonds.
Well, and most of us have this slight to extreme degrees of it, because it's like even with autism, you know, it's like there's all of these things that we're either this or we're this or we're this, and we're labeled as something, but we all have slight degrees of awareness.
And we're different.
We're all different. It's like, and I spent my life trying to, I'd be like, oh, I want to be, I should be like that. I should be like that. I should be like that. And it wasn't until I met Gary and Dana, I went, oh, I'll be like that.
Mm.
But not to be like them. It was to have that freedom to be, you know, and that's a different world.
A different world. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to call this.
We're going to call it a different world.
A different world. And yeah. That's what we're inviting you guys to.
Yeah.
Legit.
And it's like, all you have to do, and this might sound cheesy or corny and whatever, is you have to start. It's like, and if you take one step forward and 20,000 backwards, take another step forward.
Give some examples of how to start.
Well, how to start is, first of all, if you make a demand of yourself, okay, no matter what it takes, I'm going to change my life. Okay, start there. And then ask the universe to contribute to you and be willing to stuff up, be willing to get it wrong, be willing to, it's like, it's not about getting it right. It's going, okay, today's a new day. What can I create? And you just start. It's like, there is no formula.
And
I tried.
Ask questions.
Ask questions and go, okay, so one of the big ones that I use is, what could I be today that I've never been willing to be before?
Love that.
And that's just because that changes my energy into this place of, this is who I am. And now I go out into the world with this countenance or this image of me that I need to portray. It's like, no, I'm here. This is me.
Hmm.
I have no idea what it looks like. I usually dress in pretty clothes, so I know that.
You guys should see the shirt, actually, that Brendan's wearing. I should get a picture of this shirt and post it in the show notes. It's like sequins. It's like fabulous. But it's very subtle. It's like a beautiful gold shimmer sequin.
It is. Yeah, it's not. Don't go into full disco.
No,
sequins.
He's not. He's not Liberace. Like he opened the door this morning. I like was like busting my move to get up here on time to do this. And then he opened the door in this like shimmering shirt. And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Well, I like to be outrageous, you know, which is something that I would have never done before either. It's like I always used to dress down so that other people felt better about themselves. But this is another way.
Dress down, be financially down,
yeah.
Be down with the body. Yeah, just
well, it
to
gives you something to talk about. What else are you going to, what are you going to talk about with everybody in your life that's unhappy if you're happy? You have to become unhappy in order to talk to them. But this leads into another one, which is called allowance.
Which is called, how does it get better than this?
Exactly.
It's so often, like when we have these conversations and we do these podcasts, it's so like, I'm like, God, this is like one drop. It's like one drop from the dropper full of like infinite sea of possibility.
I know, but it's like, we can lead into possibilities just a tiny bit. It's like, so we choose to start talking about these different areas, but when we talk, notice it's like it opens these possibilities up to like there's 8,000 other things right now that we could go into based on us
and
talking.
That's the kind of conversations I like to have.
Me too.
Conversations that actually open up doors of possibility and lead to greater awareness.
That's why I don't really have that many friends.
And that's why I barely talk to anybody ever.
Me too. It's like, how you doing? Weather's good. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Okay, thanks. Bye. You know, I don't want to talk about that shit. I want to talk about what's real and what's going to change my life and what's going to change the world. Not boring shit.
So we're grateful for you guys being here and being interested in this. And like, we really want you to get like, you're not alone. Like, we know the sea of adversity that changing and choosing and getting more consciousness often faces. And sometimes you don't even realize the load of shit that you're living your life underneath.
And sometimes you don't even realize that it's not your pile of shit.
Exactly. It's like not your problem. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one. Hashtag not my problem.
Hashtag.
Is another way I live my life. Not my problem. It's like, because it's like for people who have caring, they tend to take on everything as it's their problem. I need to fix it because that's how I prove that I'm caring. Not, okay, this is you. Can I contribute? Is it different?
OMG, dude, such a different universe.
Uh-huh. And that's a whole other topic. I hate these things are only 20 minutes.
Don't you love that?
You just get me started.
Don't you love that we get to have all this?
Mm-hmm.
We get so lucky.
I do. And every time I think my life is like annoying me. Okay, wait a minute. I mean, wait a minute. I travel the world. I get to do awesome stuff. I mean, it's like my life is amazing. So every time I go into this depressed shit, I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What are you doing?
Exactly.
You know, it's crazy. But if you start, that's another tool with this part. If you start looking at your life through the eyes of gratitude, for even for one day, make your target, the demand that I talked about before of you, that, you know what, I'm going to change my life. You know what, today, I'm going to look at everything through gratitude and not through judgment, because the two of them can't exist together. You can't be grateful and judge in the same universe.
And all full disclosure, like that gratitude element, like my dad told me at one point, like I was complaining about my husband and he's like, you have to learn how to be grateful.
Yeah.
It was fucking hard for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm ashamed to admit it, but it was like, it took like I had to really shift some points of view.
Yeah.
To just let gratitude dominate and not let the complaining and the whinging and the judgment run the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. You can't have that fixed point of view when you're looking through gratitude.
And I had made gratitude so much lesser than my judgment, you know? Yeah. But it was destroying my marriage.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, you have got to learn how to be grateful.
Yeah.
Like, full stop. And
you start, if you start being grateful for the people in your life, you'll see what they can choose, what they will choose, not what you've decided they have to choose based on your judgment of them. And it's a big key to freedom in your relationships, in your life. It's a massive key. If you start being grateful for the people in your life, then you can see where they are willing to live from, not where you've decided they have to live from.
And it got me, it also alleviated the pain of being critical.
Yeah, right.
Because being judgmental and critical and is like pain. It's actually painful.
It is.
And when I got into gratitude, like, it almost felt like something was wrong.
Yeah.
Because I was used to having that energy of, like, friction in the relationship of, oh, he's meh, meh, meh.
Yeah.
But then when the gratitude took over, there was, like, no problem anymore. And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Am I even having a relationship anymore?
It's like in the movie Ferdinand, where the little girl at the end, it's like, I can't remember what happened in it, but she goes, is this what love feels like? And it's sticky because it's like, it's just funny because it's like we do that thing where we go, what's wrong?
Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden I have peace. What's wrong?
What's wrong? There's no pain in my body.
I'm not
what's
in
wrong?
Pain. There must be something wrong with this scenario.
I have money. What's wrong?
And that's too scarily true.
Oh, way too true.
So I am sorry because Brendan and I are inviting you to a life without pain and you might be suspicious of it.
Yeah, I would be because it's not going to be normal. And you should be suspicious of everything that's not normal. Or should you? Or should you be suspicious of everything that is normal?
And can you be in the question to find out what's real and true for you?
Yeah.
I double dog dare you.
That's a big thing. Find out what's real and true for you is really that takes some getting to know yourself.
And what else are you going to do with your life? Suffer?
Yeah, boring.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
See you out there in the world.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Be great.
Be great. Be awesome.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.